Harper Audio presents The Courage to Heal, a guide for women survivors of child sexual abuse by Ellen Bass and Laura Davis. Read for you by the authors.
Part 1. Taking Stock and Taking Care. Effects. Recognizing the Damage.
One survivor, Jenny Rose Lavender, once said, "People have said to me, why are you dragging this up now? Why? Why? Because it has controlled every facet of my life. It has damaged me in every possible way. It has destroyed everything in my life that has been of value. It has prevented me from living a comfortable emotional life. It's prevented me from being able to love clearly. It took my children away from me. I haven't been able to succeed in the world. If I had a comfortable childhood, I could be anything today. I know that everything I don't deal with now is one more burden I have to carry for the rest of my life. I don't care if it happened 500 years ago. It's influenced me all that time, and it does matter. It matters very much."
The long-term effects of child sexual abuse can be so pervasive that it's sometimes hard to pinpoint exactly how the abuse affected you. It can permeate everything: your sense of self, intimate relationships, sexuality, parenting, work, even your sanity. As one survivor explained,
"It's like those pictures I remember from Highlights for Children magazine. The bicycle was hidden in the tree, a banana was growing from someone's ear, and all the people were upside down. The caption underneath said, 'What's wrong with this picture?' But so many things were disturbed and out of place, it was often easier to say, 'What's right with this picture?'"
Many survivors have been too busy surviving to notice the ways they were hurt by the abuse. But you cannot heal until you acknowledge the impact of the abuse. Because sexual abuse is just one of many factors that shaped your development, it isn't always possible to isolate its effects from the other influences on your life. If you have trouble trusting people, is it because you were molested when you were 9, because your mother was an alcoholic, or because you were left alone for hours every day as a small child? It's the interplay of hundreds of factors that make us who we are today. The way the abuse was handled when you were a child has a lot to do with its subsequent impact. If a child's disclosure is met with compassion and effective intervention, the healing begins immediately. But if no one noticed or responded to your pain, you were left feeling abandoned and alone. If you were blamed, were not believed, or suffered further trauma, the damage was compounded, and the ways you coped with the abuse might have created further problems. Not all survivors are affected in the same way. You may do well in one area of your life, but not in another. You may be competent at work and in parenting, but have trouble with intimacy. Some women have a constant nagging feeling that something is wrong. For others, the damage is so pervasive that it feels as if nothing was spared.
"As far as I'm concerned, my whole life was stolen from me. I didn't get to be who I could have been. I didn't get the education I should have gotten when I was young. I married too early. I hid behind my husband. I didn't make contact with other people. I haven't had a rich life. It's not ever too late, but I didn't start working on this until I was 38, and not everything can be retrieved. And that makes me very angry."
The effects of child sexual abuse can be devastating, but they do not have to be permanent. As you read this chapter, you may recognize, perhaps for the first time, some of the ways in which sexual abuse affects your life. Such recognition can be painful, but it is, in fact, part of the healing process.